this collection of short stories. And at 11:30 on Black Book Talk, the guest is award-winning scientist Mary Ellen Mayo Tolbert, author of the new book Resilience in the Face of Adversity. Up next, it is Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. Stick around. That's up next on KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of The Lost Boys of Portlandia, a film premiere gala and fundraiser for Outside the Frame, Tuesday, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Revolution Hall in Portland. Outside the Frame is a new organization that empowers homeless and marginalized youth by producing films with youth that convey their life experience. They will premiere The Lost Boys of Portlandia, a riff on Peter Pan, where real lost boys and girls debate if and how to return to mainstream society. They will also screen original film shorts by homeless youth about issues such as drug abuse, gender identity, and the healthcare system. Again, that's The Lost Boys of Portlandia, Tuesday, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Revolution Hall, 1300 Southeast Stark Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, June 2nd, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, real radio for real people at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. A word on yesterday's show. I don't know how much weird you can take. I'm pretty much okay running it all the way into the red. Yesterday's show presented a few problems in that area. And I want to thank all of the listeners for, what else can I say and how else can I put it, for listening. That said, out of the way, first the weather. Today it's 50-50 regarding the wet. And that'll happen mainly in the morning. Get that out of the way early. Highs later on approaching 72 degrees. South winds, very mild, 6 miles per hour. You won't notice it. Tonight, mostly cloudy and low around 57. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies and a high around 86. And apparently we're heading into a blaster of a weekend. So, and from Friday night, clear skies and low around 60. It's just getting ready. It's winding up for that big pitch into the 80s and the 90s. And that takes care of the weather. Our guest today, we're very fortunate to welcome Alexandra Nagy. She is a Southern California organizer at the Los Angeles branch of Food and Water Watch. We'll be speaking with her shortly. I want to just get through a couple of headlines. Glenn Beck was suspended by SiriusXM for discussing extra legal means to advocate. Extra legal means to advocate for the overturning of Citizens United, democracy advocates from several local and national organizations, including Money Out Voters In, and Free Speech for People, as well as Move to Amend, are all together, as well as smaller local organizations are calling for Governor Jerry Brown's signature. A little bit of continuity issues. But then this is a strange news cycle. If, unless you have not been paying attention, it seems that what is passing for news these days seems rather light, suspiciously light. Whenever I scan all the news wires, as I do late at night, and when I look at what turns up in my inbox with, as far as press releases and things of that nature go, messages and that sort of thing, whenever I find there's a sort of a lull, I am suspicious that perhaps a lot of what is happening we just are not privy to at that present time. And that is worrisome. Media really is an artifact of power. It's an artifact of power. And it is controlled from its very inception, which is why we're going to suddenly, today's Thursday, tomorrow is Friday, perhaps the most important and unimportant day of the week for power, to release a little squirt of information. We get information on Friday that the power would really like us to not pay attention to. And most of the time, that bet pays off. We aren't paying attention. And on Monday morning, wow, bang, it hits us right between the eyes. What actually is going on. But today, for example, there has been, last couple of days, one of those suspicious lulls in the incessant stream. The problem, to return to one of our media stories with Glenn Beck, is that he apparently went on about likening the GOP's presumptive nominee, Trump, of course, to a South American-style dictator would cause an extinction-level event for the country if elected. The guests then declared that in such a case, Congress would not be able to remove Trump from office by legal means through impeachment. So, guests asks, what patriot will step up and do that? And then do what? Well, Trump blowing his brains out. This is the kind of thing you cannot say on the radio. You can walk very close to it, but you cannot actually say these things. Glenn Beck has made a career out of, first off, emotional vulnerability, and also cruising pretty close to that edge. And it's one thing to do that oneself as a host, but then guests on the show oftentimes loose cannons, and the responsibility for loose cannon in an age where free speech, amazing that we debate it, and it's amazing what passes for free speech that should and that shouldn't, and where that line is actually drawn is, of course, as always, who draws that line? Power does. It used to be us. It's now power. It's time to really take back the control of where that line is drawn regarding free speech. Should anything be allowed in this case of the Glenn Beck show? Well, that's debatable. There's the image, of course, of Trump blowing his brains out, and that apparently does not violate Facebook standards. A lot of people think that it does, or at least it should. Even if it is Trump, I mean, this is a very alarming image, and images as speech, well. That's again debatable, because we do see, you know, executions of journalists by so-called, I don't like to use the word in this context, people who claim to be Muslims but who really aren't, people who claim to be jihadis but really aren't, just violent extremists taking other people's lives, right, live on video feeds. That said, there are more headlines, and we will at some point encounter encounter them, or they will encounter us somewhere down the line. Right now, it's we've got Alexandra Nagy with the Los Angeles branch of Food and Water Watch waiting patiently on the line. We've got fracking news from California. Yeah, the West Coast is really under siege by companies that have no personal vested interest in preserving what's left of the environment. Alexandra, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So last Friday, the Obama administration released two reports that would allow renewed offshore fracking in California. And this coming after the Center for Biological Diversity filed suit for lack of environmental review. You know, the coast, like for example, Santa Barbara, walking on the beach from time after time, one has to scrape oil off the bottoms of one's feet, frequently stabbing oneself with the Swiss Army knife. Very painful operation. But can you? How is it possible that the Obama administration, this late in the life of the Obama administration, allow such a thing?
Well, I think it just goes back to what we all know, is that the Obama administration is just as beholden to big oil and gas as it ever was. And, you know, a victory like defeating or the Keystone Pipeline really means nothing for our local communities who have been fighting back against offshore fracking. We learned that there was some slated expansion for offshore fracking. And our partners at the Center for Biological Diversity took that to court, basically saying they didn't do any environmental review. They were just purely rubber stamping these permits. And they won a moratorium on offshore fracking until they could do these reviews. Well, reviews is what they love to do to bury the science. They didn't do really any substantial review and just said, you know what, there's no consequences for offshore fracking, despite the fact that they dump millions and millions of gallons daily of toxic waste directly into the ocean, because that's the best way to deal with oil wastewater on these offshore platforms. And so it completely discounted the impacts it would have to marine life and to people. And they're just continuing to go on with, we need to expand fossil fuels in California, in the United States. And so it's not surprising, and we'll be looking more to what the center is going to be planning to doing legally to challenge this, and what we'll be doing organizing throughout the state to stop offshore fracking from taking place in federal water.
It's Food and Water Watch is constantly fighting these battles on so many fronts, especially, I think, the Los Angeles branch. I'm wondering, though, the timing of this is strange. The California primary is coming up very soon, and fracking, as the public learns more and more about it and has seen the devastation in Pennsylvania and so forth, and places caving in, earthquakes all over, isn't this rather bad timing? I mean, the other the Democrats are going to be asked the question of now what do we do if we have this business is passed by the Obama administration. They've got these two reports right now, with the primary coming up. Where does that leave? That really does rip the rug right out from under them, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think. Well, what's been happening in California is there's a large coalition of organizations, as well as local elected officials, who have taken the stand against an increase of offshore fracking. So this has been an issue that we've been able to gain traction on. California is the third largest oil producing state in the country, and our offshore fracking and offshore platforms are a big part of that as well. And so generally what we see when we take on oil and gas in California is that there's heavy opposition. Our elected officials are generally in line with big oil and gas. And so we've seen a breakaway when it comes to offshore fracking, especially when we've had major spills just in the last year. Literally a year ago in May of 2015, the PXP pipeline broke and spilled over 100,000 gallons of crude oil into the ocean. And I was there on the ground, you know, working with the community to figure out rapid response. You know, how are we going to prevent another disaster like BP, where they put dispersants into these chemicals and into the oil to make the oil disappear and kind of making it worse. And that kind of changed the consciousness again. It's like, wow, we had this massive spill in the 70s that was a huge part of the birth of the environmental movement. And now we've come back and we haven't really gone anywhere. And so we've seen a real consciousness shift in terms of local leaders willing to take a stand against offshore kind of drilling. But there's more and more work to be done onshore, because we're still, like I said, third largest producing oil state in the country. We're in a massive drought. We are literally prioritizing our freshwater resources for these oil companies who are going to poison it. And then that waste either gets dumped directly into the ocean or directly into our aquifers that we're supposed to be protecting. So there's all kinds of mayhem going on. And in terms of how this plays out into politics in the future, we have Governor Brown, who has been our biggest foe on these issues. He is the most beholden to oil and gas. And so we do see, as much as we make advances locally, there's this constant top-down pressure from the Brown administration to squash our grassroots activism and our efforts to ban fracking.
Same. We have here, too, all up and down the coast, it's a constant struggle. Alex, we're totally out of time right now. I want to give everybody, of course, the Food and Water Watch website, and where they can go to find out more about what's going on with this and support the efforts of Southern California's Food and Water Watch. People, this has been Thursday, June 2nd, 2016. You're listening. Engineering for us today, Rock Bergeron. Thanks for that, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.